What up, Club Kids? On today's VIP Lounge, we are talking about the viral divorce article from New York Magazine, as well as J-Lo's insane new film on Amazon Prime. If you want to hear the whole thing, go to patreon.com/CBCThePod and subscribe right now. And it's like, that's what Emily wants.
Yeah.
She wants She wants her husband to be pissed off by her antics. To be like fucking sad that she cheated on him. To be like threatened by her articles. But he's literally just being like, well, nice
Glad
article.
Glad you wrote an article. Dum-da-dum. Type.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
But I do think she's also still bragging about the egg sandwiches.
Oh, like, she's absolutely bragging that her husband
can make a gluten-free egg sandwich.
No, I mean, she's in it. She's not getting out of this marriage. She's obsessed. No. And then they reconnect while she's watching Rami on her laptop.
Oh my God. Well, because she does this really like dorm. It's actually very the Catherine Hahn joint, All the Pretty Things or whatever, based on Cheryl Strait.
Tiny Little Beautiful Things.
Where she goes and stays in the basement while she's like going crazy. And is being like feral. Because of course,
and this is the thing where she's like, we're so poor. We have like a three-level
like,
house.
She's like, oh, we're so poor. We got a tri-level Cobble Hill brownstone. And I'm like sleeping in the creepy basement. And he's in the creepy attic.
It's like, it's so creepy that you have this like four-floor house.
The vibe is like, I'm just so cleaning for them and noticing there's two bedrooms being used.
And you're just like,
And like one bedroom has like a lot of stuff in it and like a lot of books.
Okay, so here is some tea from a comment. So this is where I learned that is okay. His sister / sibling. My theory is that Emily does the performative public darkness portion of the relationship. This brings in the vitriolic publicity, still good, and book deals for her, etc. Keith is equally dark, but more quietly so. He serves as a more than willing enabler. This is someone who was a willing participant in an early green card marriage.
Oh?
Did not disclose to his wife, Emily, that he had donated sperm to his sister's partner.
What?
So maybe... I don't know who... partner is, but do they have like such a lesbian?
Yeah, honey, if you want the uncensored version, you're gonna have to head over to patreon.com/CBCThePod. It's only $5. You know you want it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.